This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It is a beautiful day. It is the 21st of March, 2020. We're having a great time here. Hour number 3. Just a quick note. I just don't want to forget this. Our second hour at the end, we're talking about martial law, and we're going to talk a little bit about it during this time period. Martial law is spelled M-A-R-T-I-A-L. The martial, S-H-A-L-L, which I just want to make sure it's clear, is not the martial law that they discuss under the Constitution. I don't know why. It's late or early. I don't know what the thing is. I talked about Marshall and spelled it wrong.
Fred has a coronavirus acutely attacking the logic center of his brain. It's a very rare. In fact, it's only affected one person this way.
It's Marshall. M-A-R-T-I-A-L. And I knew that. And that's funny. I knew that. But I don't know why I mistakenly said that. Just remember that's the situation. 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. That's why we say we're talking about general areas of law. Seek local counsel. We're not dispersing legal advice nor spelling advice because I spelled it wrong. So remember that. We're going to talk about martial laws. And we're going to very briefly hit on a number of little tiny things. We're going to do a super fast, quick discussion on a number of topics. Katy Perry's lawsuit. We're going to talk about Supreme Court cases and how it affects them. Some cases that are coming down right now that are put on stay, and which is everything is Weinstein, Michael Avenatti, and we're going to do our quick takes this hour. And then most important, more than any of that stuff, we're going to do a case or no case, which everyone enjoys. Cal, let's just do case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
And by the way, this one is for an area of specialty, not an area of specialty, what Denise Dirks likes to do, the cases she likes to take. Family law. So our resident family law practice attorney, Denise Dirks. So a man in Mexico, let's call his name Pablo, was in a mariachi band, hired for all kinds of gigs, public gigs, private gigs. One gentleman heard them singing a song called If They Would Only Let Us. And when he heard that song, it struck a tender portion of his heart. And he decided it was perfect. That gentleman's name, Eduardo, hired Pablo's mariachi band to go to Eduardo's home. Pablo was there playing the acoustic bass guitar, and as they struck up the very romantic song, If Only They Would Let Us, Eduardo's girlfriend stuck her head out of the window, and Pablo nearly dropped his guitar. Because the head poking out of the window, Eduardo's girlfriend, was his wife, who told Pablo that she was going out of town for a girls' night only weekend. And instead she was in for a boys' night only weekend, as it were. And so Pablo was muy triste, or very sad, as they say in the Hispanic language. And on Monday he sought the counsel of a divorce attorney. And so I ask you, and I think, Denise, it's your turn to go first.
No, it's fine.
Fred? Okay, I ask you.
You can't have the person whose area of law it is go first.
Fair enough. Mr. Penny.
This is bizarre, because so he filed a divorce. All right, what's the question?
What do you think he did? Do you think that's a divorce-worthy moment? Do you think it was a case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome?
That's bizarre. I mean, it's like, okay, great, whatever, yeah, you could file a divorce for that. You can file a divorce if he doesn't like the way that his wife eats chocolate chip cookies. It don't matter, but you can do whatever you want. Super. Is this a scenario? Is this real? A mariachi band dude found his wife romantically involved with a guy he was going to do a gig at his house. Is that true?
There is a strong sense of irony in the story,
There is. He found. I'm going to say that's. It's so bizarre. It's just so bizarre that that, you know, I would say no case, but I'm going to say it's a case, and he did divorce his wife. But, you know, he can divorce his wife for whatever reason he wants. I know there's some states there's got to be reason, and some you don't have to have a reason for divorcing, or some countries. This was in Mexico, correct?
Jalisco, Mexico.
Okay,
Jalisco.
So the answer is it's a case, and I'm going to say that he could divorce his wife, but...
You seem bored by this one,
yeah,
Fred. I'm so sorry.
So stupid. But did I say that? Oops.
But no, you didn't have to. Mr. Cunin, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, if there was ever a reason to discourage one from becoming a mariachi band player, this would be it.
Don't you think?
Yes. So, I'm going to say this because it's Mexico, and I don't really know the jurisdiction down there, but I do know that the South American countries are heavily influenced by the Catholic Church, as that was responsible for colonizing and a heavy influence in Central and South American countries. And because of that, and because of the stance on divorce, I would say that there has to be something proven. And even though she was there maybe with the intention to engage in adulterous activity, I think that somebody would view this as an intervention of sorts. By playing the song, "If Only They Would Let Us," it acted as a barrier from a completion of the act. Therefore, the valid grounds to support a divorce did not exist. So it is a case, but Eduardo, is that his name?
Eduardo was the bad guy. Pablo was the good guy, yeah.
Loses because he is unable to prove that something actually happened.
That's good analysis.
So that's going to be, it is a case, and Pablo loses.
All right. I appreciate your thoughts on that. Ms. Dirks?
Translated.
What say you?
So Eduardo,
yes.
He was also living in Mexico.
She was in Eduardo's home at the time.
In Mexico.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, there's a couple of lawsuits that actually come to mind. There could be an interference with spouse's affection, right?
Of course.
That could be Pablo versus Eduardo. Doesn't have to be against his wife, correct?
That's very good. Yes. Good thinking. Yeah.
The Catholic Church has to approve of a divorce ultimately. So maybe the Catholic Church is not going to approve of the divorce. That's another thought. The adultery, kind of on the same line with Todd, adultery may not be the grounds for divorce in Mexico. I mean, we don't know. We don't know the laws of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And it could be that it's a fault kind of an issue, and he has to prove fault, like Todd has indicated.
Exactly.
So,
but was the affair consummated, so to speak.
It's the doctrine of immaculate blockage. And so that didn't happen.
I know exactly what the answer is. Let's get this over with.
So I think that this is...
I know what it is.
I think this is a scenario. I don't know. I'm going to say no case.
No case. Just going to say, we have to stay with lawyer. It's a case, and Todd's dead on because it's so off the wall. You'd think, okay, that's an automatic divorce. He couldn't get the divorce because of the way the law. I think Todd nailed it. I'm just going to say that. We're staying with what we are.
And I think it's no case because I think he knows the law in Mexico.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do this when we get back, are we, Cal?
Yeah, I tried to find the song, If Only They Would Let Us. I couldn't find it.
Well, I think
it's in the produce section.
And I am sick about it.
No, it's
If Only They Would Let Us.
Oh my God! Third hour jokes are not allowed. Only first and second hour. By third hour, they get worse.
Oh, wait till you come up to my quick takes.
All right, we're gonna do quick takes when we come back. We're gonna do when we finish with this. We're gonna talk a little bit about martial law, MARTIAL law. Katy Perry. This is interesting. We're gonna talk a little bit about why the Supreme Court is taking a recess and how it's gonna affect us. We'll be back after this.
As Fred just told you, there are a lot of things coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, and you won't want to miss not even one of them. So stay tuned, whether you're listening on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio station. It's all good. We'll be right back.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That is anecdotal. Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, what say you about the Mexican mariachi band man that happens to see his wife?
I think it's a wonderful tale of a man who just looked up there and thought, this is going to be so great. I'm going to help this guy have a wonderful moment. Wait a minute. That's my wife up there. You can't, you know, so, and by the way, those of you who say this is a scenario, Who said that? Somebody
Denise.
Said it was a scenario?
Not a case. Mm. Raise your hand, Denise. Mm.
Those of you who say it was a case, let's see Uh-oh. From that. That'd be Fred and Todd. Well, congratulations.
Yes, you did it. Todd, I hope you're... Who's, are you keeping points, Cal? Or
I am.
Good, because
yes,
I'm getting points here.
Yeah. Fred, you've had a five-point day today, Fred.
It's been a great day so far.
And Todd also had a five-point day. Denise has one. Now, listen.
At two.
The priest and the judge both said adios to... The mujer, the woman. Goodbye. Get out of here. She's gone. The divorce was granted. The judge said.
So you.
I lost.
You lost. So you got 1 point.
I only
got two.
One.
Yeah. So I got 2 points. Todd got one, and you got zero.
I thought you agreed with Todd.
No, I said he gets the divorce. So, Cal, it's Fred gets two, Todd gets one,
Denise gets two.
Oh, zero.
Was there anything specifically that they said you were going there?
I was
there.
Going to say that the judge said this is the fastest divorce I've ever granted.
Wow.
It was like, oh, he saw the evidence and went, okay, see ya, bye. You know,
wow, so Fred Penny was right on.
Nailed it. That's case or no
it.
Case,
Denise,
ladies
how many?
And gentlemen.
I got more.
Two. You have 13. Ooh. He has 11. I have 18.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know how I got so high, but I just been kicking it when I first got back.
The dispensaries are doing well.
That's why. That's how you get so high.
That's why you're not so panicked. You've been very mellow today, Denise.
I have.
So Fred has 13, you say, and Todd has 11.
11,
yes.
And then Denise has 18?
Yes.
Those of you who are just joining us, case or no case, is the first person to 50 points.
I demand a recount.
The 50 points? That person gets a free dinner, and the other two other hosts have to pay for that dinner. And by the way, I will tell you, the first one that we did, at least the dinner we did, it was $100-some-odd a plate, about $120 a plate that I got. And then we went to one that was about $30 a plate. With Todd, that was better food.
Yes.
That was much better.
I can already tell you, if I win this one around, even though I'm in last place right now, you know where we're going.
You know what? Should we shout them out?
Yes.
Why not?
Cattleman's.
Yes. That's right.
Cattleman's Restaurant is a... excellent food. I mean, we went the $125 a plate stuff, and Cattleman's was about $30 a plate. And Todd and Denise, all
it was better.
Todd, you've never been there, have you?
I live literally the restaurant we went to. I live less than a mile from it, and I have lived in this town for 18 years. First time I've been there.
Yeah, those of you who are living in Illinois and New York and Georgia that are following us, and Utah and Nevada, it's California. If you're in California.
It's a small regional chain.
Wonderful. There we go. Yeah, okay.
We did just get one that's like nationwide. Just opened up in California that I haven't tried yet, but I used to love it when I was in Tennessee.
All right, we'll try it. Martial law, M-A-R-T-I-A-L law. What's going to happen to this coronavirus? Will the government, come out and say that they're initiating martial law, that it's only done by the President of the United States, or can be done within the state by the governor? And what the martial law, it kind of falls under the habeas corpus. It's under Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. Basically says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when a case of rebellion or invasion of the public safety may require it. Basically, there's been only a few times that martial law has been implemented. One, the Battle of New Orleans, the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, the earthquake of 1906 in San Francisco, the Omaha Race Riot of 1919, the 1920 Lexington Riots, the Nauvoo, Illinois during the Illinois-Mormon War, or the Utah War and the 1934 West Coast Waterfront Strike, and then the Civil Rights Movement in response to the Cambridge Riot of 1963 is pretty much the closest ones that we've had. But martial law is where the president can actually, it's the military kind of takes. So he brings the military in, or she, if she's the president, or the governor in their state. And, will that be imposed here? So far, I would, but
right, and a lot of governors have been asked that question, like Governor Cuomo in New York. He's been asked that question many times, because right now the hot spot and the epicenter, if you will, is New York. They're having so many, and New York City in particular, they're just having so many new cases. And he has constantly said he's not considering martial law and bringing in the military. However, he did bring in the reserves, the Army reserves, for one little area of New York that was an initial spot in New York where many people had gotten infected, and they were trying to quarantine and enforce a quarantine.
One of the things to consider here is – Look, martial law is imposed to protect the public, to protect folks. And I hate to say it, but this is where math comes in, okay? And so we talked a little in the last hour, I think it was, we talked about the infection and mortality rate of those who get infected by coronavirus is not nearly as high as it was with SARS or MERS or H1N1 that had happened in the last 20 years. And so when you look at this and you see that, you know, 100,000 infected and that's led to, you know, or millions infected has led to 1,800 deaths, and you look at that disparity, it may be difficult to warrant going military. If the ratio were different, if this were like the Black Plague of the, you know, Renaissance
or the
period,
Spanish flu of the early 1900s,
if this were something like that, where if you get it, you're
dying.
Your survival rate is very low if you contract it. A completely different analysis here. And so that may be why. And I hope, you know, my hope is that the virus doesn't mutate or change at all to change that to where it would be necessary. Not because I want to avoid martial law. I want to avoid the death.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and for some reason, they don't know why yet, but men are more susceptible to dying from this disease. It's two.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know
two
that.
Men for every one woman.
Well, that's no loss.
17,000 cases, 17,300 in the U.S. so far with 220 deaths.
That's small.
Yeah, very small.
Well, it is small, but you look at the curve. Like they put a curve for Italy, how it grew, and literally it's flat, and then it goes up.
I don't believe in the Pell curve.
Yeah, Italy had 70.
Or was that school? I didn't
70 plus.
I don't know, because I was always
in
the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York ordered a statewide lockdown amid the worsening coronavirus pandemic that will shut down most of the Empire State, including New York City.
And the number of cases portends
a total overwhelming of our hospital system. So we're going to put out an executive order today, New York State on pause, policies that assure uniform safety for everyone.
The restrictions will take effect Sunday night at 8 p.m. and will shut down all non-essential businesses across the state, ban all non-solitary outside activity like basketball games and other team sports, and require all non-essential government and private sector employees work from home. The new emergency action came as the Empire State's coronavirus case count ballooned to more than 7,100 cases across the state, and 4,400 of those are in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Well, I think we just finished up talking about martial law. Is there anything else you want to? It's not being implemented yet. We're not. If it comes to that, we'll talk about it later. But for right now, I think we're just going to move on from martial law. Yeah. So I want to talk about Avenatti. It's a very interesting thing. So Michael Avenatti is in prison right now, and or is it jail? I can't remember if he's in prison. I believe he's in prison.
He's in a jail. I think he's awaiting sentence.
Awaiting in California. Yes. That's right. He's in jail. But what he just did a motion with his attorneys to say he wants to be relieved from jail temporarily from a federal jail, citing issues that he's got a bout of pneumonia, and where he's staying has filthy conditions, which he's probably. But I don't think they would keep it that filthy. I think they're pretty good about keeping it clean. But I'm sure compared to where he used to live, it is.
It's a very subjective analysis.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, compared to what I'm used to.
Yes, that's exactly right. But basically, he's trying to get out, you know, and saying he's and be put freed under electronic monitoring until this pandemic is over, because he's worried about in the jails getting the coronavirus. So there he goes. He's trying to get out and say, look. I don't want to get the Pandora.
Yes.
I don't want to get the.
It's
the
a very
virus.
Boxy virus.
Yeah,
by the way,
I don't want to get the virus, so send me out of jail.
And that would be what would you call it? A kind of a defenseless kind of population to the virus. I mean, if it gets into system.
Yeah, I mean, the jail system.
Yeah.
What do they do?
That's just scary.
However, of all of the places. Look, we have all of these things going on trying to stop the spread among people who have the liberty to come and go. But if there was an environment that had the best hope of being able to clamp down on it to prevent things from coming in and going out, you would think it would be the prison environment, because they can immediately limit all visitation. By the way, that has happened. in my jurisdiction, I can go visit a client who's in custody, but their family members can't. So they can clamp down on that. They can clamp down on the number of vendors that come in to service things in the jail. So...
Yeah, but they're not 6 feet apart.
Yeah, no, this is what he says.
Yeah.
So he, what Avenatti, this is through his lawyer, said that the facility is especially dangerous because unsanitary conditions occur in a place where pretrial defendants come from across the world and staff enters and leaves without being screened. He also notes that there's a recent 8-day lockdown because one of the guns from the officers was missing that was within the jail, so they're in a lockdown. He was confined in a cell with three rats, he says, and left inmates without clean water, forcing to drink from the sink that often contained brown water. So no hand sanitizers, and nobody's wearing masks or gloves. So this is what they're bringing up to the judge to try to get him out. Temporary to wear an ankle brace thing, and he can go home while he's being awaiting trial in Los Angeles right now. Is that correct? Because New York was found guilty. Now they're doing Los Angeles. Is that right?
No, that's Weinstein.
He's in
back east. He's in New York.
Doesn't he?
This is the Nike thing. It's still in New York, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't he have to go in? He's got one more trial.
He still has issues in New York. The state bar is still going
New York.
After him.
Got it. Okay.
But he's in New York, but he's still got to come back. To California.
That's
to the face
one I'm
the
saying.
Music there.
Because there's a Stormy Daniels issue.
Yes.
There's a couple more that are coming.
Here it is. Avenatti awaits June sentencing after he was convicted of trying to extort $25 million from sportswear giant Nike. He also faces criminal trials in New York next month and Los Angeles in May. So he's temporarily waiting for all that stuff, and they're saying, I want out because of the coronavirus. Well,
and
there you go.
He didn't mind the three rats, except the third one was named Shemp instead of Curly.
Oh,
The thing about his argument, I think that Avenatti makes a great argument for the release of lower level inmates who are looking at serving terms if convicted of less than a year or year or less. He makes a great case for that, of which he is not part of that group. And if the courts decide, as they are considering, to release the lower level inmates to reduce the prison crowding, then his concerns are alleviated. He gets the space because, the crowd leaves. So thank you, Mr. Avenatti.
Well, we got also problems with Katy Perry that are getting better for her. Remember, this was a copyright infringement they're trying to claim. We talked about it. That she ripped off a Christian rapper song, and she won and the Christian rapper won $2.8 million. The appellate court just threw it out and said, nope, that's not going to be the case. Katy Perry did not, and also Capitol Records, they did not infringe upon his copyright of his song, and just basically said, they did not satisfy what's called the extrinsic test, which is requiring copyright plaintiff to identify concrete elements based on an objective criteria that works are similar. So basically the court said, I don't care what the jury found, we don't find it, and it's out.
Wow.
So Katy Perry, even though 2.8, it was like 2.8 million, that's great. No, that's not a lot of money when it comes to these copyright infringements, especially since that song probably made, at one time I knew what it made, but it was an astronomical amount of money, but now it's thrown out. So,
Juicy J, who didn't sell Bupkis, I mean,
right.
Comparatively, that 2.8 was a big deal to Juicy J.
But guess what? Right. What do we always say about these copyright infringements?
Publicity,
laws?
Baby. Yeah.
Publicity. Now this Christian rapper guy has been talked about.
That's
so
right.
There you go.
And you remember the guy that stole the secrets from Google? His name was Lewandowski.
Yes. Tell me about that.
He has just pled guilty to stealing those secrets, and he's going to get no more. Well, he may get more. The judge has discretion, but the federal prosecutors agreed to recommend a prison term of no more than 30 months.
That's on the automatic driving car case? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, the self-driving.
It's a technology. Yeah, and he hired the his competitors, people, and grabbed their technology. Is that what happened? That was kind
of he took Google's technology and then he took it over to, not Uber. Yeah, it was Uber, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
Uber-owned company.
Yeah.
It was Uber directly.
Yes.
Yeah.
30 months. Okay, we'll see. We're going to see what's happening there. No.
The only thing I would say about the Katy Perry case really quickly is that it wasn't an appeals court that did that. It was the judge.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Judge. It was a judge, notwithstanding notwithstanding a verdict.
Oh, J-N-O-V. It's called a J-N-O-V?
Yes, and so there will be an appeal to an appellate court, but it was the judge who heard all the evidence along with the jury that said...
I apologize. I thought it was an appellate court.
I don't think so.
It was just like the beats or something, right? It wasn't like even the music part of
it. So what a JNOV is where the jury gives a verdict, and this is what they say. The judge can overturn it and say, not enough, in my opinion. Yeah. That tells you how much power. Yeah. People say, well, who should I vote for Congress or for the Assembly? I'm like, oh, I'd look at your judges. They've got more power than that. I mean, look at that.
So that's called a judgment, notwithstanding the verdict.
Yep, JNOV.
I did note in one of the articles, it was the attorney for the plaintiff in that case was quoted as saying, well, you know, after we won the trial, I told my client, this is just the first hurdle. Don't start spending the money or get your hopes up yet, because we've got the JNOV to get passed, and then, it ain't over till it's
thanks
over.
For being my co-host and catch-check. I thought for sure it was the appellate. Maybe I read it wrong, but again, we're going as fast as we can through these cases because we're trying to get through them. Weinstein, the bankruptcy. So there's a Weinstein company, right? He has his own company that everyone's trying to get money out of him. And I believe it was, again, don't quote me, I know it was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, his company. And his company was called...
Was it Miramax?
Miramax.
Yes.
Miramax. Films and there's so many of these individuals that are claiming sexual harassment
Sexual assault.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Against his company, and now his company has declared bankruptcy, and the question is, what's going on with the bankruptcy there? I actually don't remember. I think the bankruptcy has been halted, if I remember. They suffered an appeal, the Weinstein Company's bankruptcy sale. I don't remember all the details of it, but all I know is basically they're trying to thwart the bankruptcy, that is the plaintiffs, and... Apparently, wasn't there a fight
between those who had settled?
I don't remember. I just know the basics of this. I don't know all the details, and that's why I'm just saying, trying to get through this. But anyway, basically, they're trying to figure out whether or not this bankruptcy will be stayed or not, and that's where we are. So I don't remember that. I'm just trying to get through this as quick as I can.
They did reach the settlement back in December of 2019 for $25 million for 30 different women that had filed complaints, and so. Yeah, you know they're going, I want to get that money before any bankruptcy goes down.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about what I was trying to get to. I'm pushing is the Supreme Court cases and how it's going to affect us within the next 6 months.
Yes.
Todd's going to talk about that. Then we're going to get into our quick takes and talk about anything else you want to. Really briefly, what industries are going to be hurt worst and why and how the bankruptcy attorneys are going to be really busy. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, Todd does have kitties. We're talking about a lot of other things other than kitties. Talk about Supreme Court cases and how it's going to affect them. Some of them that have been put off.
That's
because
right.
Of the coronavirus.
So the Supreme Court publishes which cases they're going to hear in what month, in February and March. And you know, the February cases obviously were argued. The March cases were put on hold. Those weren't heard. And by all accounts, the April cases are going to be put on hold. These are for oral arguments. And there's a lot of them, but there were two specific issues, three cases covering two issues that, you know, if these don't get heard and decisions aren't made, one of them could affect the upcoming election. And they come out of the state of Washington, and well, one out of the state of Washington and one out of the state of Colorado. And it has to do with if these are winner-take-all states for the Electoral College. So if a candidate wins the state, then all of the electors in that state theoretically are supposed to cast their votes for the candidate that won the state. But in Colorado, they had an issue where one of the electors didn't want to cast his vote and wanted to cast the vote for somebody else. And in Washington, there was a similar issue. So the issue before the court, the U.S. Supreme Court, deals with whether or not the elector has to cast their individual vote for the candidate that won that state. And that argument was supposed to be, or is scheduled to be heard, on the 28th of April. And, you know, you'd think that the Supreme Court justices, with the election coming up in November, would probably fast-track that one for getting an opinion out so that it could be used and relied upon for the election in November. But if they can't hear it in April, then that may postpone that, and an issue that came up in a previous election may not be addressed. And so that was one of those that we're looking at to see if that issue will actually be argued before the court. Denise?
Wasn't there a question about whether or not it is within the purview of the state or the federal law to make the rules regarding the Electoral College?
I know that that issue has come up in the Constitution. It leaves it up to the states to determine how those electoral votes will be apportioned within it. So it's typically a state function. But look, we have gotten very far from the need for and why the Electoral College was first instituted. And folks, by that, I am not suggesting that it needs to be abolished. I'm just saying that a lot of the issues that were attendant to it back in the late 1700s have changed, not the least of which was the inability to count all of the votes that would have been cast nationwide within a 24-hour period. That wasn't possible back then. But it's an issue that's going to be addressed by the court and one that hopefully gets resolved before the election.
Could they actually call a special session? Did the Supreme Court allow that? They might be able to. I think they could call a special session in order to make the argument, even though it's not April 28th, maybe they can do it the next month.
The question becomes, can they stay a safe distance from each other, or can they do it virtually and remotely and not have to be together? Because these are very vulnerable justices.
Yes, they're older.
Because they're older, and they are in that realm of being very vulnerable. Some of that cancer.
I think they should. I think they could be able to do that.
I think so, too, but I think it's unprecedented.
Why can't they do it via, they can argue via video or...
My guess is that right now, they are probably exploring all of the different alternatives for having the justices do this. I mean, there was not time to implement whatever changes for the month of March. But who knows? Maybe they come in like with a little plexiglass cubicle for each justice who comes in, and they can't do that, and they're all separated. I don't know, but they'll come up with something. Hopefully they get back, not just for these cases, but there are a lot of people that have cases that need to be adjudicated. The other one deals with the Affordable Care Act, and essentially there was a rule that was promulgated that expanded the number of employers that could, or insurance providers that could, lodge a conscious objection to providing birth control benefits.
For
the employees. But the way that the new rule went about...
That's not the Hobby Lobby case.
I don't know if it is. Okay. No, this is it's Trump versus Pennsylvania is the case.
Right.
But the way this new rule came about, there was no public comment section, which is normally attendant when an agency promulgates new regulations. And so a lower court issued an injunction, and the injunction prevented the new rule from being put into place. And so the issues before the court are... can they make such a rule? Is a rule valid if they circumvent the public comment? And then the big one is this last thing about, can a lower court, is it appropriate to issue a nationwide injunction like this to prevent that rule going forward? And the reason I say that is because there have been comments in other dissents and in other opinions, specifically by Justice Thomas, where he takes issue with what appears to be judicial activism or whatever he calls it about lower court justices, a single judge in one jurisdiction, issuing an injunction that affects the entire nation. And so the court's going to
That was a big issue.
Also, and they just overturned one of the injunctions based upon the public trust doctrine that has come up in the immigration thing. So that's recently happened, and that's why I think that Todd's
and that's becoming an issue, Denise. Like you're saying, that's becoming an issue. Is a lower court that really is not as powerful all of a sudden can shut a country down, a federal court saying, oh, can't do that. Shut the whole government down on an issue. And that's what they're arguing. Well, should they be able to do that? That's one issue.
Right, because courts often want to see how it impacts the public and see all of that. If you have an injunction, they won't know how it's going to impact the public or how the public feels. And the Supreme Court wants to have a little bit of that in their back pocket to be able to utilize if they need.
Okay, let's do this quick because I'm going to get to... I'm going to get to something before
one things. Of the big reasons that came up was because a lot of people that appealed things went to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit would issue the injunction, and the ruling, the rate of over overturning Ninth Circuit opinions on the Supreme Court level was over 50%. And so the court's looking at that going, well, why are we allowing the Ninth Circuit to issue injunctions when over half the time we end up overturning what they did? So that's got to look
so,
at.
So, you know, here, my granddaughter is part of, goes to this gymnastics company that's been around for a long time, since I remember. They officially said they're closing their doors for good. They always were because of the coronavirus and everything that's going on, no one's coming. They were on such a thin margin. This phenomenal family-owned gymnastics company is shutting down for good. They're not going to reopen after coronavirus, and that's going to affect a lot of family businesses like that. It's sad. That's going to happen. And a lot of them are going to try to come back, but they're going to have bankruptcy issues. And so bankruptcy lawyers are going to be busy coming up trying to stay off people from collecting on bills. And it's going to affect the people collecting the bills that have to pay their bills. You see, so it's almost like a waterfall. But what are some of the industries you think that are going to be the hurt worst? I'm going to say the cruise line industry is going to struggle. That's for sure.
Yes.
What do you think, Denise? What do you
agree with that, for sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Dance studios, yes. And gymnastics, and vocal training, stuff like that. Yeah.
Nail salons.
Yeah.
Beauty salons.
Yeah, yes.
Any kind of personal service type
right.
of businesses are going to be really
what about big like water parks or stuff like that where people gather together, or concerts. I've heard, Todd, was it you that was telling me that the guys going out on concert, on tour, a lot of them, don't forget, they're all not Katy Perry. Some of them are smaller bands. They have no money.
But they're doing virtual tours now. So they're actually doing virtual concerts online.
Wow.
And able to set that up. That was something I read today, and I thought that was amazing.
So what they're saying right now is that for the smaller musical acts that are playing in the local clubs and stuff, that on average they are losing out on about 30 gigs per quarter. Okay.
Wow.
That's 30 gigs per quarter for a total lost revenue of almost $700.
Hey, no.
Because they don't get any money for that.
For a working man, that could kill you. But you know.
No, I think that, like you say, the amusement park, the bowling alleys, all
yep,
of that.
That's it.
You know, I'm glad that we got a chance to discuss the myriad of topics today on Radio Law Talk. But, of course, now it's time for Fred Penny and his Quick Take.
Now that bankruptcy attorneys are going to get rich and make a lot of money, and there's a lot of openings right now in bankruptcy attorneys, you know those personal injury lawyers that think they know what they're doing? Get out of my home and go back to bankruptcy. There you go.
Get out of, leave my turf alone. Mr. Kunick.
What's the biggest difference between COVID-19 and Romeo and Juliet? Well, one is a coronavirus and the other is a Verona crisis.
Very nice.
And here's for some good news. Carnival Cruise is offered in ships as hospitals, and New Jersey officers are delivering meals and groceries to the elderly, and there are two chefs. One has transported his restaurants into temporary soup kitchens, and the other one is giving free cooking classes on Instagram.
See you next week.
All right.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.